When did you arrive in the Twin Cities, and how much longer after that did you find out that things were going to be changed quite a bit?
My wife and I arrived on Saturday early afternoon. We had a beautiful ride across Wisconsin to the Twin Cities. And almost from when we arrived here, there was much discussion and concern about Hurricane Gustav.
And what is your feeling about the scaled-back convention?
I think it is very appropriate. People come first. And yes, we will take care of official business, whether it be electing officers, adopting a platform, and our wonderful nominees for president and vice president, but we need to keep all of our fellow citizens in the South in mind first.
And it would seem very appropriate to have a more low-key event. However, I'm wondering, are you concerned that there won't be enough attention focused on the ticket to give John McCain that bounce that political candidates often can expect after a convention?
Our nominee, John McCain, got the greatest bounce last Friday morning with selecting Sarah Palin from Alaska as our vice presidential nominee. The people of America will see John McCain, a very caring person, and if this is low-key this week, it'll be a blessing in disguise.
You mentioned Sarah Palin. One of the criticisms of her is that her resume might be a little light for someone who would be a heartbeat away from being president of the United States. Do you feel that's a fair criticism?
No, I don't think it's fair criticism at all. Senator Obama has only been in the Senate a few years. Sarah Palin is a individual that loves life and family and country.
What do you hope gets accomplished above all at this convention this week?
That the American people will see that the McCain-Palin ticket have put country first and are willing to serve all citizens.
And I just had one last question, and in light of everything that's changing because of Hurricane Gustav, do you suppose that this might remind people of the government's response to Hurricane Katrina, a response that many people felt was poor and a lot of blame that they place on this Republican administration? Do you think that might work against John McCain?
I'm sure Katrina is going to be brought up often by the news media, but John McCain is a take-charge person and he cares for people. If you see his life and his family, I feel that the people will see through all the news media about past things and see that he really cares about the people in the South.
Thanks for your time this morning, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.
You're welcome. Have a good day in Madison. Happy Labor Day.